I'm going to be working a lot on income inequality. And so we've been working on housing issues and affordable housing issues. And we know in Santa Rosa, I was talking to Mayor Corsi, that it could cost over $500,000 to subsidize a housing unit. And the best thing that we can do is actually lift wages up. But what we've seen is that while major corporations have been making their biggest profits in history, that they're celebrating a certain set of skills and paying people really high wages and salaries, which is good, and we should celebrate that, but they're denigrating other skilled workers, and they're paying poverty wages to those workers. It's, in a sense, creating a caste system in America that we are experiencing in the Bay Area's white-hot economy, where we have a whole class of untouchables that will never have a chance to build the skills to climb a rung in a ladder to get to the next level and to be able to secure housing and secure a future for their families. And so I'm going to be pursuing legislation that will say, if you're a corporation with a market capitalization or a valuation over $1 billion, that you need to pay your lowest skilled and lowest paid workers more.
Is there a number that's attached to that? Is this $15 an hour or something more than that?
So we're working on that number now, and I want to have it be connected to something that's quite variable, which is the cost of housing. So if you look at the region that includes San Mateo County, San Francisco County, and Marin County, one can earn $105,000 with a family of four and qualify for affordable housing. So a $15 minimum wage isn't really going to help a two-person family even make that $105,000 wage that still qualifies for government support for housing. And it's that housing issue that drives a lot of social inequality in the North Bay.
Finally, as we get to the end of the year, I sometimes ask this of the people I talk to, what are you particularly thankful for this year?
It's been a really tough year for a lot of us in the North Bay, and I think it reminds us of the things that are precious to us. I'm grateful, of course. I'm a father of two children that bring so much joy to my life, and I have a great loving partner in my wife. I'm also grateful to represent a community that really rallied together in the wake of this fire, that stepped up in a really magical way that I saw in the weeks after the fire. People who lost their homes that were coming to community meetings, trying to be a part of a solution to rebuilding Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, to making sure that its economy is resilient, that teachers can get back to work, that people need to find housing so that they can make sure that the community keeps moving, are able to find that housing, and just reminded me how fortunate and blessed I am to be a part of this community.